This is Life News Radio. I'm Jim Anderson. The U.S. Senate is failing to react to the Zika virus. Abortion-friendly Democrats believe abortion provider Planned Parenthood, with no research background, no thorough network of clinics, is nevertheless somehow able to contribute to the fight against Zika. 4 months before a major election, they are blocking Zika funding unless Planned Parenthood gets cash out of the deal. In the face of allegations of scandalous specimen sales between mostly Planned Parenthood abortion clinics, brokers, and the research and commercial manufacturing community, United Way has entered the fray, but it is giving now over $3 million to the abortionists. Walter Hoy wants to get on board with the Black Lives Matter movement, but it ignores, he says, the number one killer of African Americans, abortion. Walter and his wife, Lori, are pro-life ministers from the African-American community, where they say abortion outdoes reported murders 69-1. This is Life News Radio.
The view, the accurate view of the human person, changes everything. The news you hear and see pertaining to the human person has the power to inform or misinform your opinions and what you do with the gift of life, and what you allow your government to do. It's why we at this station offer news on the life issue. We hope you carefully assess what you hear, read, and view.
A Spanish Catholic religious sister's final farewell is going viral. 42 years old and dying from cancer, Sister Cecilia Maria's celebration and witness to the joy and value of human life goes right to the very end. Her smile, her simple Christian witness, is a beautiful response to advocates of early death. For pro-life headlines delivered to your email address daily, sign up at lifenews.com. This has been Life News Radio.